Welcome back to Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, this weekend is the inaugural Chicago Podcast Festival, which will feature podcasts like Book of Yay, which we just heard from, and Risk, which is hosted by the state's Kevin Allison. And the festival will feature the New York City-based Selected Shorts. Selected Shorts is a stage reading series that can be heard all over the country on various public radio stations, but they're bringing Selected Shorts Too Hot for Radio to the Podcast Festival. The performance will feature some great talent, including Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me's Peter Sagal from right here in Chicago, and various stars from television, like my next guest, Justin Kirk. He's a television, film, and stage actor. He's done a few shows on Broadway, and he starred in Mike Nichols' award-winning HBO miniseries Angels in America. But Kirk is best known for his amazing performance as Andy Botwin on the Showtime show Weeds. Justin Kirk will be in Chicago this Saturday for the show at the Vidim Theater in Noble Square. And he joins me now. Justin Kirk, thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh. Glad to be with you. Thanks for the kind words.
Well, I mean, a huge fan of your
work.
And first, let's talk about Selected Shorts. I mean, you have not performed with Selected Shorts. What brings you to Chicago with this show?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. I'm actually here. We're making a TV show because I don't know if you've heard Chicago's the new Hollywood.
Yes.
Out in CinemaSpace, there's 8 television shows going on, and one of them is this new show for Fox that I'm doing called APB.
Right.
So I've been here for a few months, actually, and no, I have not. I've certainly heard great things about Selected Shorts, but I've never been a part of it, and they just called and sent out a story, and I'm super psyched.
Well, I mean, you've been a Broadway actor. You've performed on stage in front of live audiences your entire life. But the idea of getting up and reading a story and being in a stage reading, how often do you find yourself doing this kind of work as opposed to scripted acting on stage?
Right, yeah, it's interesting. I've done stuff sort of like this. There's a thing in L.A. called the Thrilling Adventure Radio Hour that I sometimes have done, and I've done sort of moth-like things where you tell your own story. But I'm particularly excited about this one just because I really love the piece that they sent me, which is called God. So it moved me in various ways, so I'm excited to get up and share it with everyone at a music stand.
Well, I mean,
however this thing works.
In New York, Chicago, L.A., I mean, there are more and more stage reading series. You just mentioned The Moth and others that just sort of are popping up, and they're becoming almost a replacement for live theater. If you think about it, every single night in the back of a bar, there seems to be some sort of stage reading. For you as an actor, I mean, is that a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Tell a little bit about your relationship with stage reading.
I love telling someone else's story, so it's cool to have the thing in front. I did do one. I don't know if you ever watched the show You're the Worst, which is a great show on FX, and I've actually done a couple episodes of that, and the creator of that show is a friend of mine who used to write on Weeds, and so he asked me to do his sort of night of storytelling once, which I was petrified and is not necessarily, you know, in my wheelhouse, but I finally broke down after like the third request and did it. And in that particular one, there's a theme that you're not even told until long after you've said yes. And then you find a story from your own life and you get up and tell it. So I picked one of the few stories I had to tell and sort of jammed it into the theme, and that was cool. But that's much scarier than having a beautiful piece of writing like this thing I do on this weekend to get up and just and read from. I do know how to read still.
That's good,
At this advanced age, I can still see the words on the page, and so I'm looking forward to it.
We're talking to Justin Kirk. He is an actor who will be in Selected Shorts, Too Hot for Radio, which will be at the Chicago Podcast Festival at the Vidim Theater in Noble Square this weekend on Saturday. You have been both a star on Broadway and on television. You know, you're shooting right now in Chicago, but like I mentioned, you know, whether it be the miniseries or Weeds, you've done a lot on television. But talk about the different styles of life. I mean, essentially the work routine, because if you're on Broadway, you're doing 8 shows a week, the same show over and over, as opposed to sort of a more day job kind of like experience on television. Is there one you prefer over the other?
It's tricky. The schedule of the theater seems deceptively less, you know, I go out for 2.5 hours a night. But your whole day, you sit around worried about getting sick or, you know, that you're going to make it to the theater that night. So I actually find that to be a fairly stressful experience being in the run of a play. in TV, it varies. It also varies. You leave home, so you're living somewhere else. You know, I live in California, and
you're in Chicago, right?
And I'm in Chicago, but like in this particular case, it's great because I go to work a lot. I have a rare day off today to talk to you, and but when you're away from home, it's nice to work all the time. I did a television show a couple of years ago that we were shooting in Tel Aviv, and I was wildly underworked. So I would go to work once every week or two and then sit in my Israeli apartment to ponder it, you know, for the rest of the time. And that one's not as fun.
That's not as fun, right?
No, I like to get up and go to work. So honestly, the best thing about TV, which is different even than movies, is that you get this new script every week, new material, and so that's something that's pretty cool.
What keeps you coming back to theater? I mean, you go in and out of the stage world. I mean, what is it? Because, I mean, you talk about that stress, and
I try not to. Yeah, believe me, every time I start again, I go, why the hell did I? But the last one I did was a real pleasure. My friend Roland Jones, who actually was just running The Exorcist here in town as well, wrote a play called These Paper Bullets, mm-hmm. which was sort of Much Ado About Nothing in 60s London. And Billy Joe from Green Day wrote the music, and we played this band, this fictional band. And so that was a lot of fun. Like I say, as soon as they're over, I say, I can't do that for a while. But I also recognize that, it's rarefied company, particularly in New York, to be asked to work in the theater there. So I take that seriously. If I still get asked, I feel like, you know, it behooves me to go do it when I can manage it.
Well, you've had quite a career in television. I mean, playing Andy Botwin on Weeds on Showtime is one of the best characters, you know, that we've seen in television.
That was a lot of fun.
But talk. I'm interested in developing characters because a lot of times, you know, the creator is going to put this character together, and you're going to be the person who plays it. I'm sure that's what's happening with APB as well. How much do you bring to an Andy Botwin when presented that character?
I think that's one of the fun things about TV. Like, you do a pilot, and you have no idea if anyone will ever see it. And then suddenly it goes, and it takes a while to sort of figure out what the thing is on all sides, and what the show is, what the characters are, and I think it grows in that way. And maybe they see dailies and they say, well, here's what's working, here's what's not working, and so I think it just sort of organically comes together from all the players. I suppose I have a certain amount of input depending on the job. I'd rather do as little input as possible and just have greatness sent to me in a manila envelope every
sure,
week.
Sure, right.
and often that's been the case. So
I'm interested as an actor, and you play a character like Andy Botwin for as long as you did on Weeds. Does that character stay with you? And I don't mean necessarily in a work like to the next project, but you know, to be able to go and to discover new things and to work with one character on a television show for as long as you did, does that character stay with you? I mean, as you move on in your life?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, for me, like, acting is pretty much you are yourself in whatever various circumstance that character might be. So if I was a slacker living in wherever we lived in Southern California and doing that, where you suddenly become that thing. Mm-hmm. If that's the path your life would have taken you, then, you know, but you bring yourself to it anyway. So I don't know. I find it's best as an actor to forget stuff and then you can wipe your head clean and sort of approach some new things in a new way. And hopefully it's coming out differently. On some level for the audience.
Well, last question. You're doing a lot of work, so I'm not sure that you have an answer for this, but how are you enjoying Chicago being an actor?
It's been really great. You know, I had actually only been here for a couple of days at a time before we did the pilot, so I was fairly unaware of Chicago, even though I'm kind of from the Midwest. I spent my teen years in Minneapolis. So, but it's been pretty great. I went to a Cubs game during the playoffs, and I've eating your deep dish pizzas.
Gross.
And all the thing, hit the shed. The shed, very impressive.
Very impressive aquarium, yes.
Amazing, amazing. I was shocked. I'm rarely thrilled and excited at this stage in my life. And that was a surprising and great day.
Well, there you go.
So everybody get down to the shed. If you take anything from this today, get down to the
get
shed.
Get down to the shed. Justin Kirk is going to be part of the Selected Shorts Too Hot for Radio show that's going to be at the Chicago Podcast Festival this weekend at the Vidim Theater in Noble Square. Justin, thanks so much for taking some time out to talk to us tonight. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.